If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. How am I letting my ego get in the way of ultimately leading people in the right way, ultimately being a better person, and ultimately bringing more success to other human beings' lives? Hey everyone, I wanted to talk to all of you today about ego. You know, on a podcast that I did last night, Masters Start with Brady Riesgraf, one of my best buddies. We were talking about what you have to sacrifice for success. And I said, what you have to sacrifice is ego. And you know, one way I do sacrifice my ego is every once in a while, I leave the office and I get down and dirty and I do landscaping. I mean, I don't do it very often. I have to say this is the first time I've done it in a couple of months, but I need a break. It feels good. You know, if you guys look right there, that's my truck. That's the truck I've been driving since I was a freshman in college. And a lot of people tell me, you know, you should get rid of that truck. It's got rust, you should really move on. And frankly, you know, I think it helps keep you humble. And I want to touch on the importance of that because, you know, if you're going to become a leader, you need to push your ego aside and listen to other people's advice, listen to what other people need. And you really need to be willing to be different in the sense that, you know, when you're different, you're not always going to fit in. And if you look at this, like, this is humbling. You know, I'm out here doing landscaping and I'm 25 years old. It doesn't always feel great, but sometimes you need to do things that get you out of your comfort zone and give yourself a mental break to really think things through. And you know, these are my roots, you know, planting these bushes here. Look at that, beautiful job. But planting those bushes and sitting out here and doing mulch, you can see in the distance, I have a lot of mulch left and it's 4 o'clock. People look down on you when you do landscaping. And, you know, I'm always tempted to mention, hey, you know what? I run other companies too, you know, try to boost my ego because sometimes it's painful. Feeling that harshness of, oh, all you are is a landscaper at 25. You know, it does feel painful, but it also feels good to realize that your ego will not help you become successful. Your ego could be your downfall. And I want to say right now, I have not been good at this. And, you know, I'm going to publicly say this. You know, when I was in elementary school, probably kindergarten, first, second grade, you know, I never really told anyone this, and I told my wife this about a week ago. I was bullied like crazy. And I know this is only kindergarten, first grade, second grade, but I was kind of beat up. And, you know, ever since then, it's taken me a long time to be comfortable with who I am. You know, I used to always be called Rooster Head because I had some hair coming off my head there. I used to have really high pants, so
people would make fun of me for that, but then people would punch me and beat me up. But it took me a long time to be comfortable with who I am. Even through high school, even through a large majority of college, you know, I would try to make sure I looked like I was better than what I really was. I would try to be like, oh gosh, I worked so hard today and I'm doing so much stuff and all of this. I'm so successful and I'm such a big deal, because I felt like I needed to pump my ego up to make people love me. And that was a mistake. And now I'm trying to get back to the heart of things where, you know, I don't need to bolster my ego. No one needs to know how great I am, because I'm not. And you saw the truck I'm driving. You saw the fact that I'm doing landscaping today on a Thursday. If I had a $20 million company, I can tell you one thing, I wouldn't be doing landscaping. And you know, sorry, a helicopter went by. I may not necessarily I don't know how to say this, but I guess really realistically, I do need this. I need to be able to sit down a few times in the summer and go and plant some plants for people. And I think without that, I think I get too full of myself. Realistically, I start to think, you know, ooh, you're 25, you're running companies, you do real estate investing, you're a big deal. Really not. And you know, when I'm around people that are multimillionaires running billion-dollar companies on a daily, it's hard for me to remember that I'm still a little fish. I'm a guy that is at the bottom, and I have so much further to go to get to the top. And I know I'm kind of rambling here, but I truly believe if I didn't sit here and have to do this, I don't know, 4 or 5 times a summer, and if I didn't force myself to really humble myself and sit out there with a shovel and pitchfork and pull weeds and do mulch and plant plants, I could get high on my own supply, to be honest. Because I'm not all knowing. I'm not even close. I mean, I'm just trying to learn like every other person right now. And when I sit here all day sweating it out and watching the people that walk by me give me the looks that they give me, you know, it's not even horrible looks. It's just the look of, oh, you're doing landscaping. You know, it's humbling. It reminds me that, number one, every person in the world that's doing a certain job, you don't know what their background is. So you better treat them damn good. Number two, you're no better than any other person around you. No matter what your job is, no matter what your title is, no matter how much you make, you're no better. And number three, it gives me a full day to think about, how am I letting my ego get in the way of ultimately leading people in the right way, ultimately being a better person, and ultimately bringing more success to other human beings' lives. That's all I can say to all of you guys. It might not be the most practical. It might be a little absurd. It might make you feel a little bit dumb, but figure out how to push that ego aside today. Figure out how to humble yourself and try not to care so much about what other people think. And with that, just go do something with that today. I don't know what it is. Maybe you need to become a landscaper for a day. Maybe you need to go do door-to-door sales. Maybe you need I don't know. I have no clue. But I think all of us can get a little pompous. Maybe not all of us, but I know I certainly do. And I know it's one of my fatal flaws. And I'm admitting that to all of you today. Because, frankly, I think if I start admitting these things openly, I'm hoping that I can get better. And that's all I want to do. I just want to improve. And I'm hoping that all of you guys can improve based off of my mistakes, based off of what I currently do wrong. And, you know, ego is one of them. And I keep saying that over and over. So I'd love to talk all day, but I gotta go plant some more plants, pull a few more weeds, and then I gotta go fix a roof in our building tonight. So have a good day, everyone. Appreciate you following the story.